Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host, Deepa Soman, and these are the major news stories of Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Days after a Singapore flagship caused the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, rescuers said they have lost hope of finding any more survivors. Amid the investigation by the Central Fraud Detection Agency SFIO, the Enforcement Directorate has registered case against Veena Vijayan and her company Exalogic on money laundering charges. 2 days after Washington said it was closely following reports of Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal's arrest, India summoned US diplomat to air its protest against the comment. IIT Madras graduate Pavan Davuluri has become the latest Indian to take on a leadership role at a big tech company after he was appointed the new head of Microsoft Windows and Surface. 12 Palestinians drowned trying to reach aid dropped by plane off a Gaza beach. Let's get into the details. Rescuers have lost hope of finding more survivors of the Baltimore Bridge collapse, the Coast Guard said. Efforts switched on Wednesday to looking for bodies of the missing and more answers to why a container ship smashed into the span. Search divers were expected to return near dawn to the waters surrounding the twisted ruins of the bridge in Baltimore Harbor. They were to search for 6 workers missing and now presumed dead. The disaster has forced the indefinite closure of the port of Baltimore. It is one of the busiest on the U.S. eastern seaboard. It also created a traffic quagmire for Baltimore and the surrounding region. As the odds of their survival vanished, the search for the missing workers was suspended on Tuesday evening. It was 18 hours after they were thrown from the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge into the frigid waters at the mouth of the Patapsco River. Maryland State Police and U.S. Coast Guard officials said diminished visibility and increasingly treacherous currents in the wreckage-strewn channel made continued search efforts on the river too risky to continue overnight. The Directorate of Enforcement, aka ED, has initiated an investigation into a money laundering case involving Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan's daughter, T. Veena. The case, which was registered by the ED's Kochi office, coincides with an ongoing investigation by the Serious Fraud Investigation Office, or SFIO. The probe is based on reports from the Income Tax Department on Veena's company Exalogic, Kochi-based Rutile Mining Company CMRL, and state-owned KSIDC. They also face the ED scrutiny. The anti-money laundering agent had conducted preliminary investigations into the matter before registering an ECIR or the Enforcement Case Information Report. It marked the formal entry of the complaint lodged by the ED. India on Wednesday summoned a senior US diplomat and lodged a strong protest against Washington's remarks on the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. Ministry of External Affairs officials summoned the acting deputy chief of Mission Gloria Barbena at its office in South Block in New Delhi. The meeting lasted for more than 30 minutes. Reports had it that a U.S. State Department official had said that Washington encouraged a fair, transparent and timely legal process for Chief Minister Kejriwal. The development comes days after India on March 23rd summoned the German deputy chief of mission. India lodged a strong protest against that country's foreign ministry's remarks on the arrest of Kejriwal, who was arrested a few days ago in a money laundering case. Pavan Davuluri, an IIT Madras alumni, was recently appointed the new head of Microsoft Windows and Surface. It makes him the latest Indian to take on a leadership role at a big tech company, much like Google's Sundar Pichai and Microsoft's Satya Nadella. Davuluri takes over from long-time product chief Panos Panay, who left the department to join Amazon last year. Davuluri oversaw the Surface Group earlier, while Mikhail Parakhin headed the Windows department. 12 people drowned trying to reach aid dropped by plane off a Gaza beach, Palestinian health authorities said on Tuesday, amid growing fears of famine nearly 6 months into Israel's military campaign. Video of the airdrop obtained by Reuters showed crowds of people running towards the beach in Beit Lahia in North Gaza as crates with parachutes floated down. In Washington, the Pentagon said 3 of 18 bundles of airdropped aid into Gaza on Monday had parachute malfunctions and fell into the water, but could not confirm if anyone was killed trying to reach the aid. It was the latest in a string of incidents involving deaths during aid deliveries in the crowded Palestinian enclave, where some people are foraging for weeds to eat and baking barely edible bread from animal feed. A piece of paper retrieved from Monday's airdrop said in Arabic, written over an American flag, that the aid was from the United States. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Dose, hosted by me, Deepa Soman, and produced by Vishnu Muralidharan, with technical support from Idea Brew Studios. Follow on Manorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news, and be sure to come back tomorrow.